With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. Cool, wet weather has helped firefighters across Montana, with some benefiting more than others. This afternoon, all evacuees from the West Fork Fish Creek fire southwest of Alberton were allowed back into their homes in Mineral County, and pre-evacuation notices were rescinded along Petty Creek Road in Missoula County. There's a public meeting about the West Fork Fish Creek fire tonight at 7:30 in the Alberton High School gym. Evacuations were also lifted this afternoon along Beartooth Road near Holter Lake, and Holter Lake campgrounds will reopen tonight at 8 o'clock. The 700-acre fire near the lake was being called 55% contained as of this morning, and firefighters reported a successful day on the fire yesterday. The Sheep Fire burning near Essex received a quarter of an inch of rain last night, and firefighters there were expecting more rain today and minimal fire activity through the weekend. Things were tougher yesterday for crews on the Willow Creek fire near Livingston, where high winds caused spot fires outside the main fire perimeter. Heavy air tankers were called in to assist there. There was also an uptick of fire activity yesterday on the Clark Fork complex of fires burning near Heron and over the Montana-Idaho state line. But officials say most of that activity was within existing fire perimeters. They were concerned about additional sunshine today, but forecasters feel confident they'll get a quarter to half inch of rain tomorrow and Saturday. A trial to determine the legality of an execution drug has concluded after attorneys for Montana's two death row inmates disputed the credibility of the state's key medical witness. District Court Judge Jeffrey Sherlock decided today to strike a portion of testimony from a pharmacist the state brought in to defend its plan to use pentobarbital in lethal injections. The dean of Auburn University's pharmacy school, Dr. Roswell Lee Evans, said in court that pentobarbital is by definition an ultra-fast-acting drug, as state law requires. He said it takes effect in less than 1 minute. That contradicted Evans' earlier statements that the drug merely could be fast-acting. He once said its onset is 3 to 4 minutes. Sherlock must now resolve whether pentobarbital would cause undue pain and suffering. A public hearing on proposed changes to Montana's campaign laws was scheduled for 14 hours at the Capitol yesterday and today. Yesterday, it drew 8 people and about 3 hours of comments. Today was more active. Nikki Zupanik, the public policy director for the ACLU of Montana, voiced concerns that the rules aimed at increasing transparency in campaign spending may be overly broad.
The rules as written leave open the door that entities like ours will be forced to disclose a donor's contribution when that donor had no intention that the gift be used for political purposes. It's impractical and it's unfair.
A soldier injured in a parachute training accident in western Montana has been released from the hospital and is back training with his unit. The U.S. Army Special Operations Command tells KTMF-TV that the soldier suffered only minor injuries when he landed on a street in Hamilton on Tuesday. He was released from a Missoula hospital yesterday after being treated for a couple of bruises. The Army described the parachute accident as a minor malfunction where the soldier was not able to slow the descent of his chute to the desired speed. The jump was part of a military freefall training being held in western Montana. It's scheduled to wrap up tomorrow. Montana child welfare officials insist a state law prohibits disclosure of information about child abuse deaths, despite a warning from the federal government that continued secrecy could jeopardize grant money. Park rangers are conducting traffic safety checkpoints in Yellowstone National Park throughout the upcoming Labor Day weekend. The goals of the checkpoints are to identify and correct traffic and safety violations and to identify any impaired drivers. The checkpoints include vehicle safety inspections as well as assessments of driver awareness and impairment. Officers will also be checking for required use of seat belts and child safety seats. Park rangers say they've seen a noticeable increase in impaired driving contacts over the past few years. 2 orphan cubs of a grizzly bear that killed a hiker in Yellowstone National Park have arrived in an Ohio zoo. The cubs arrived Tuesday night and will be in quarantine for 30 to 60 days. Officials at the Toledo Zoo say the bears are in good health. 2 Montana miners are denying claims that their mine northwest of Helena fails to comply with U.S. Forest Service regulations. George Kornack and Philip Napo filed their response to a Forest Service lawsuit that asks a judge to declare the men acted illegally. The lawsuit cites building a garage, cutting down trees, opening a road, and locking a gate near the unpatented White Hope mine claims near Lincoln. A 34-year-old woman has been found not guilty of assaulting a Missoula police officer and a nurse in a busy emergency room on Christmas Day. The Missoulian newspaper reports that Mary Elizabeth Hansen was also acquitted of 2 disorderly conduct charges. Prosecutors say Hansen became belligerent and demanded drugs after she said doctors took too long to see her in the ER. I'm Eric Whitney.